and welcome to the latest episode of this podcast. We still don't have a name. It's either Pizza Slices or the Vera Mall Rats. I don't know, really. But hey, I'm G, and joining me as usual is...
Well, of course, Timster. So, hey.
What's up, man? How you been?
I'm okay. Been busy, but I guess it goes without saying that we haven't had an episode in a while.
We haven't had one in a while because stuff happens, you know? Like, I was really busy with Guild Wars 2. Such a crazy game.
Actually, I've been hearing a lot about that.
Yeah, I don't really play MMOs, and that one got me hooked. To give you an idea, I already finished it. That's a big accomplishment right there. But we're going to talk about games, actually, in this episode, unlike our previous ones where we usually just talk about movies. So it's going to be a game sort of centric podcast. And like we sort of promised, we're going to talk about Tekken Tag Tournament 2, everybody's favorite current fighting game that's not Persona 4 Arena, I guess.
Not Marvel vs. Capcom Origins, which just came out.
Oh, yes, came out.
Which I got, and I'm playing. I mean, I like retro games. I like 2D fighting games. Tekken Tag is okay. I'm a fan of the series, but when it comes to old school, there's always going back to that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I played the demo of that one, and it's pretty rad. I like that there's a, what do you call it, that view where you're actually viewing from an arcade. I forgot what's the name.
Yeah,
what do you call it?
Over the shoulder view.
There you go.
That's I got cool. The game. I played the demo first, then I unlocked it. I couldn't resist. I'm a big Capcom fan, so I had to get those two, even though they omitted X-Men, Children of the Atom, X-Men vs. Street Fighter, and Marvel vs. Street Fighter from the collection. I don't know why. But yeah, it's pretty sturdy. Anybody who's a fan of those franchises, you got to get them.
Yeah, get. And speaking of MVC, I got the Complete Works art book recently.
Yes, by Don. Yeah, very nice. Very nice book.
It is very nice. I got it like $30 opposed to like 50 bucks. But hey, it's really worth it, I guess, if you're a fan. So yes, so before we go to Tekken Tag, actually we're going to talk about a couple of other game-related stuff. Well, we talked about MVC Origins. But, you know, a lot of things happened this September or even late August.
If you're living under a cave, you might have missed a certain event called the Tokyo Game Show.
Yes, there's that one. But before that, there was the Metal Gear and Final Fantasy 25th anniversary, whatever.
Events in Tokyo.
Yeah, and I guess some people out there or our friends who are listening may be curious to what do we really think about, you know, the announcements and stuff. So, yeah, let's just do a quick shout-out or just quick impressions of what really happened there. So we're going to start with Metal Gear. The movie officially coming out. I'm kind of excited because Kojima is supervising it, even though Avi Arad, producer of Spider-Man, Iron Man, is... you know, in there. I don't know if it's going to work out, but I'm pretty sure it's going to be at least decent, I guess. I'm pretty sure you share the same opinion, right? Or what do you think?
Let me put it this way. For me, anything that becomes a Hollywood production, and if it's related to video games, we're kind of scared because they make some liberties on the product itself from how we remember it. Like, okay, Paul W.S. Anderson's Resident Evil movies.
We're not going to talk about that. Okay, yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
It's still related to video games, okay? So Retribution just came out, and it absolutely has nothing to do with the games whatsoever, with the exception for the fact that I respect it for the continuity it made. Mm-hmm. But otherwise, other than that, it's complete bullshit. There's nothing related to the games that I play in the consoles whatsoever. So with Metal Gear... if Kojima-san is there, maybe there's a chance because, after all, he admires movies. He knows the basic workings of movies. That's how he integrated it into his Metal Gear games, right?
Right.
There's Paramedic. Every time in Snake Eater, whenever you save the game, she'll tell you something about movies. So if Kojima knows his movies and shit, well, maybe there's a chance. He's going to be creative consultant. He's going to be executive producer. So... even with Avi Arad there, I'm just hoping that Sony will do us a favor and let Hideo Kojima have control over this Metal Gear Solid movie, whatever they're going to make, whether it's Big Boss or Solid Snake, who I cosplayed recently. I just hope better job with Metal Gear than the other video game productions, with the exception of Mortal Kombat, of course.
That one, everybody likes that one. But, you know, most of these game-to-movie adaptations over the last decade, you know, there are these projects, like, you know, there's the God of War, Gears of War movies, even Halo, which was supposed to be the first that might break the curse, but, you know, shit happened there.
Because of Peter Jackson, yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, we still don't know if this is actually going to come out, but since knowing Kojima, he really likes to push things forward, there might be a chance that, yes, this is going to come out, but if it's going to be any good, we don't know. I don't know. I'm being optimistic, at least.
Right. No, I am optimistic as well. I mean, this is Metal Gear we're talking about, okay? And there have been whispers before that even Christian Bale was interested in dabbling his fingers into it and playing Solid Snake. Or even David Hayter himself, if he's not going to play Solid Snake, he might as well write the screenplay or treatment, because he's really talented in those things. And, right now, all we can do is place our hopes up that they make a better movie now than what came before it. Other video game movie adaptations really sucked. I mean,
right.
So, Silent Hill, they nailed the music, they nailed the feel, but overall, it didn't really lived up to expectations. And now that the sequel is coming out next month.
Which we might talk, actually. We'll see how things plan out.
Yeah, I mean, it stars Sean Bean, a.k.a. Ned Stark from Game of Thrones, and his son is there, Kit Harington, who plays Jon Snow.
I know. Anyway, right. Let's move on, actually, since we got a lot of stuff to talk about. So that was the other sort of major announcement, but I guess the bigger one was Metal Gear Solid Ground Zeroes. Of course, we don't have much time, because I really want to keep praising the fucking amazing footage they revealed. So good. I mean, oh my God.
Quick reaction. OMG. Okay, what else? What can you say about the overall trailer?
I mean, they only showed not much, really. It's mostly just the graphics and the tone. And, you know, that just got me really excited again for a Metal Gear game. I haven't been excited for, like, a Metal Gear game since, I guess, 3. Because 4, you know, when they revealed 4, it was kind of like, it's cool, but there were some bumpy roads along the way because it was like trying to jump to next gen. There were like delays with the PS3.
Yes.
You know,
and
back
it took
in the
a
day.
While.
But yeah, it took a while, basically. So, you know, the hype of 4 kind of like went from up and then it kind of got down a little bit. But with this one, I mean, it's been a while, to be honest, since an actual, you know, real console Metal Gear experience, and it's just really exciting. I mean, you know, I felt goosebumps actually when I saw that trailer. Yeah, go ahead.
I mean, okay, going back to MGS4, right? For me, that was the definitive game that made me buy a PlayStation 3 back in the day, 2008. I got the bundle pack, so yeah, it holds some memories for me. But to say that Kojima made another Metal Gear game, yeah, everybody's excited. So he did state before that he wasn't going to make one, he wasn't going to direct one, but then again, everybody calls for him to come back, and money talks. So there, we have another Metal Gear game, and it's utilizing the Fox engine.
Yeah.
And this is a sequel to Snake Eater, Portable Ops, and Peace Walker, which I've played and finished all. So, of course, I want to play it because I want to know what happens to Paz, I want to know what happens to Chico, all of those other memorable characters, Kaz, and of course, Big Boss himself, Naked Snake.
I would argue if they're memorable. Sorry, I mean, before we move on, I also want to point out that I'm not a huge fan of Peace Walker's story. I mean, I thought it was just, you know, garbage, I guess. I mean, it didn't really add enough weight to the whole mythos. So to actually be excited with this one gives you an idea, because, yes, it's a sequel to the game, and you have these characters from that game, and you know, for a guy who didn't like Peace Walker, getting excited for Ground Zeroes is saying something. So I just want to point that out.
I'm surprised. But then again, I guess because it was released in the PSP and it was high definition graphics, like
not just that. I mean, there's something about the writing of that game that it didn't echo much of Kojima's previous written, you know, Metal Gears.
Let me put it this way: it's not as epic as Snake Eater, okay? But if you take it as it is, if you really like the personalities behind who's who in Peace Walker, I mean, for me, I enjoyed it. I took it around. I played it like hell. I played with friends. I like the interactivity behind it.
Yeah, the game's good. I'm just saying, like, the story's not as strong compared to...
No, it's not. That's why. It's not as epic as Snake Eater. That's right. If you're going to compare both, I think Snake Eater still has the best story. And next to MGS1. For me, MGS1 will be the best uber experience, even though it doesn't compare to the gameplay of its successors. For me, it has that overall feel of... telling a great story and you have great characters in it. I don't know if the games will top it. I don't even know if Ground Zeroes will top it, but
I'm sure it will.
Next game, Ground Zeroes.
And yeah, so again, we're both really excited for Ground Zeroes. I mean, who is it? Seriously. Yeah, go ahead. What's up?
No, I mean, who isn't? Even though, yeah, I'm surprised you didn't even mention your favorite guy, Raiden. He's coming out with a game this February.
Well, okay, we'll talk about that later. We'll talk about later because there's the TGS. We'll talk about later, all right?
Yeah, of course.
Chill,
okay.
Chill.
So I'm excited for Ground Zeroes. There, plain and simple.
I'm also excited. Speaking of excited but not really excited, the Final Fantasy 25th anniversary, not really the best way to celebrate your 25th sort of, I mean, you know, your franchise technically. I was really disappointed. And then they announced just one game that sort of like they're trying to make a big deal, and it's called Lightning Returns, Final Fantasy 13. I know we don't have much time, but no, I don't know. I mean, I will get it because, yes, I'm still a fan, but I'm not really that excited anymore. Like, God damn it, nobody wants more FF13 games. Let's just put it that way. All right. I know the new game's going to have some really interesting systems, and I'm pretty sure it will be better than their last action game effort, which was, Dirge of Cerberus? Yeah. Terrible game.
Remember, this thing has a doomsday clock, okay?
Yeah, sure. Anyway, all right, that's my opinion of Lightning Returns. I will get it, but I'm being whatever. I don't know if it's going to be the best shit. I don't think it will be.
I just think that it's selling because Lightning is the new Lara Croft.
Fuck, no, all right, whatever. Whatever.
No, yeah, whatever, but that's what a lot of people are saying because she sells. That's why they're making new games.
She just sells because she looks cool, but her personality is just... meh. Anyway,
she's not dynamic at all. It's just she looks pretty there.
All right, but yeah, I mean, like I said earlier, I will get it and we'll see. I just want Square to surprise me there, but I don't know looking at Square these days, I highly doubt if they can wow me again. But all right, sorry. Moving on. What do I have in my list? Yeah, all right, so let's talk about Tokyo Game Show for a bit. Sony announced the new PS3.
The Super Slim, yeah, the Super Slim.
Yeah, what do you think, man? honestly, it looks okay except for the top part. It looks kind of like, retro-ish. Ripple thing, it's kind of like a Mega Drive sort of thing.
Yeah, I guess since I didn't pick up the other Slim, though we own it in the family. I have the original unit. My brother has the.
I still have my old Slim. 60 gig. So
yeah, for anybody who wants more space, there.
No, I mean, if you still haven't gotten a PS3, fine. It's a good bargain. I mean, for what, $270, you get Uncharted 3 and the new system and bigger hard drive. You know, it's a good deal. But I'm just talking about like cosmetic, you know, the design wise. It looks pretty weird if you ask me personally. It doesn't look as, I don't know, because the current Slim, or I'm sorry, the last Slim was actually, you know, it looked better than the original PS3 model.
This one looked more appealing. For me, the last Slim looked more appealing. This one... Yeah. okay, just to give it a distinction.
I don't like the top part because it feels cheap, actually. I saw a video when the guy opened the top part. It feels pretty cheap. So
I think you should attribute it to production costs, okay? Maybe they just thought, okay, this will do cheaper too.
If that's the case, then why are they still selling it for above 200, you know? So
I don't.
Right? It doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense at all. For me, it's just people want to make money. Sony wants to make money, so.
But yeah. For a guy who has, you know, an old PS3 like I do, I mean, I still have the 60 gig, and I have this feeling it will die in like a year or even less.
Why is it talking out on you?
No. I could. It's getting a little bit louder than usual, but not as super loud. You know, it still works, but I'm just being paranoid. Like, for example, I never want to go back to playing, what's that game that kind of fucked up the old systems? L.A. Noire, you know? Because every time I play L.A. Noire back in the, I think, when was it? Yeah, last May, when I was playing it, it really makes a couple of those loud fan noises. So I'm kind of like paranoid, like, oh my God, this might, you know, fuck up on me. So
it will. That's why it wasn't recommended for our type of system.
Right. So if in the event that my system croaks, then maybe I will get the slim one. Unless the last slim gets a little bit cheaper, which actually they do. That's also the weird thing. They're not having any price drops for the old slim. This is really odd.
Naturally, if they price drop that thing, well, who will buy the new one?
People who didn't like the design, I don't know. But
yeah, that's subject to preference. But you know, if you're gonna drop the older unit's price, they will get the older unit's price.
True, or they face it out. But I don't think they're currently facing it out because there's still a lot of them, so to speak.
Of course, and even if they face it out at the retailer's market, you can always buy it secondhand or from the black market.
Right. Anyway, so yes, PS3 Slimmer or PS3, whatever you
Slimmer,
want to call
it. Yeah, confirmed. So we can move on to the next topic. What is it?
So TGS trailers. There's a couple of out there that you may probably have seen. I'm just going to name one that's really my favorite, and maybe we'll go to your favorite. But you mentioned it earlier. Yes, Metal Gear Rising Revengeance, the TGS trailer. Holy fucking shit, all right? I tweeted this, all right? I was like going to sleep already, going to catch up my Breaking Bad time, and then suddenly somebody tweeted about it, and then I viewed it, and then, oh my God, I suddenly, you know, I was wide awake trying to check the forums, like checking people's reactions. It's so good. I mean, Ground Zeroes can wait, man. I mean, this is going to be probably one of my favorite games next year. It looks fantastic, and I heard it plays great too. Man, Platinum Games, they're the kings right now. Do not fuck with them. They know what they're doing. And yes, we're going to talk about, I guess, Bayonetta 2 later if you want.
Yeah,
and the Wii.
Yeah, Bayonetta 2 being a Wii U exclusive.
Right. Okay, I totally forgot about that. The Wii U was sort of, you know, revealed in the prizes, everything. I forgot to put it in my list right now. But anyway,
anyway, let's just finish with Revengeance.
Yes. Yeah. So what do you think?
For me, I'm only going to say this. It's just a few days till October, and we'll just wait for October 30 for the Zone of the Enders HD collection with the demo.
Yes, so, I'm getting that too and the demo. I don't know about the demo, though, if it's going to be the TGS or the E3. I guess they're different. But anyway, yeah, well, I guess we'll find out if it plays good, and we'll talk about it probably the show. So, but
I have faith it's going to play good. I mean, it's a stark contrast to the stealth games that we played with the Metal Gear series till now. So it's all going to be action and slice and dice with Raiden.
Yes. So badass. I mean, so goddamn it.
I guess that's one of my favorites. The other trailer, if we're going to go back to the topic at hand.
Just TGS trailers.
I guess the other TGS trailer I enjoyed was, well, I guess because it's coming out next week, RE6.
Yes, Resident Evil 6, actually. You know, I didn't watch the trailer because I don't want to be spoiled because, you know, Resident Evil, it's coming out really soon. And, you know, I can wait to play this whole thing, and I don't really need to watch more trailers, actually. But yeah, so you actually liked it, huh? I mean,
it's okay. I mean, it just set the pace and tone of what's going to happen in the game, story-wise. You're going to be playing three main campaigns, and again, it's going to be partners, assists, and you're going to be killing zombies, Las Plagas-type enemies, and well, you know, they're prolonging the entire saga, so I just hope it ends already here and there. That's actually how I feel.
Okay, what do you think about the DMC trailer?
Well, you know,
I actually said that you guys should watch this first before watching Revengeance, because it looks kind of okay, you know, after watching Revengeance trailer. But hey, I'm still game for that game, even though it's...
I'm only game for it because, well, they introduced Virgil, okay? That kind of gets me back into testing this out, but the fact that they gave Dante black hair and he doesn't act very Dante-ish all
actually,
the time...
Actually, he acts really more of a... Well, it is a Western-developed game, so it's not a surprise, but he acts... I mean, imagine if Dante was created by Western people. That's
yeah, exactly, right?
How he is. I mean... He still kind of had that Dante attitude, but actually, you mentioned black hair. I believe they're hinting that later, you know, when you keep playing the game, like later on, he gets color white. So
yeah, well, you see, well, the first initial trailers that they showed early this year showed him transforming, and then he had white hair.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's the what do you call it, the new Devil Trigger mode or whatever they're calling it this time. But I heard like story wise, he progressed with, you know, having his hair turned white. I don't know. Maybe I just misread it. But yeah, DMC looks good, I guess. It's looking better than what it was when it was revealed 2 years ago. You know what I mean? I mean, everybody really hated that. But now it's looking like presentable, I guess is the word. So, but anyway.
Well, I just hope they deliver, okay? Or else we're going to have another...
Hey, we'll talk about it next year.
Game, like the Silent Hill games, where it just didn't live up to the spirit of the...
Oh, yes. Right? Homecoming and Downpour were not as spectacular as the ones, as the previous ones. Anyway, back to TGS trailers. Yakuza 5 trailer was amazing also for me. I mean, I am a huge fan, and my God, I can't wait for that game, and it's too bad it's not coming out soon here. Hopefully next year, but there's no official word yet. So
I was a fan of that franchise till I played Sleeping Dogs. That's all I'm going to say.
I would argue with you. I still prefer Yakuza. I mean, I played Sleeping Dogs, but there's something about Yakuza.
I like the games. I like the story. I like Kazuma. But if you're going to go for full on exploration and customization...
Oh, yeah, definitely. They're both... You know, I mean, Sleeping Dogs is really
There's a distinction, and I'm not going to say that one is better than the other, but if I were to choose between the two for replay value, I'd go with Sleeping Dogs.
Wow, interesting. Really interesting.
Yeah, I mean, okay. How many Yakuza games have we had? This is the sixth. That was the seventh, technically, because we had Kenzen.
Then Dead Souls. I didn't get Dead Souls. Kenzen never came out. So.
Yeah, so there you go. It's another franchise, okay? So as long as it's developed by the Japanese, that's fine. No problem.
Yeah, well, the thing is, I became sort of a real fan after 4, because 4 really was, I guess, the pinnacle of the franchise. I mean, they made everything so better.
I agree. Played it, and yeah, I mean, you have 4 unique characters there to enjoy.
And this one, you have 5, including the girl, and the girl actually has a sort of rhythm game going on. Hey, you know, it's going to be amazing. So, anything else? Any TGS trailers you want to talk about before we move on to our next topic?
Nothing particular. Let's go to Wii U and Bayonetta 2.
So just quick thing about the Wii U. The price is pretty expensive if you think about it, you know.
Yeah.
But... initially, I was just kind of like, I don't know if I should get it because, I mean, yeah, I want to play Mario, the new Super Mario's U, whatever they're calling, and maybe the Platinum Games one, Wonderful 101, they're not calling it. So I was like, yeah, okay. And then they announced Bayonetta 2 as an exclusive, and being a huge Bayonetta fan, I immediately said, like, okay, fuck you guys. I'm going to get one already because... Yeah, I want more Bayonetta. So there, that's my Wii U impression so far. But hey, you know, I might get it this November, and we might talk about it in the show. So you never know. I mean, I'm kind of broke, yes, but I don't know, man. Bayonetta 2, it's calling me, even though it's not coming out on day one. But yeah, sorry, that's my thing.
You know what's gonna be my answer to that.
Well,
already.
You were never a big Nintendo person, if I recall correctly. So
up until the Super NES point, and only because they had the Resident Evil games, that's why I paid attention. But yeah, with the GameCube before, with the exclusivity, until it went to the PlayStation 2 anyway. Ever since I bought the PlayStation, I mean, starting with the PS1 back in '96, I have never turned back. And the only exception is that I bought a secondhand Wii. So, I got to experience Wii, but then again, I started to use it less and less, and I just kept on playing with the PlayStation.
Yeah, I can't blame you. I mean, for the hardcore sort of, you know, audience who has never, or, you know, never has this sort of affinity with the Nintendo franchises, I mean, it's understandable for them not to be really excited about the Wii U.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm a big Nintendo fan. I played Mario, I played Zelda, I played Metroid. It's just you lose touch when you have to concentrate or you have to specialize in a certain area already. You already cater to one console, then you're going to get another. I mean, if you have nothing else to do in your life and just buy all of the consoles altogether, that's what you do. That's fine. I mean, if you can multitask, that's fine. But
I'm not sure if you're trying to mock me. I'm kidding.
What the hell? I'm a gamer too. I mean, I multitask. Yeah, I'm kidding. Nintendo. I have a PlayStation 3, but I can only do so much. Okay, it's not mocking. Specialize in the area. You can play fast, and next thing you know, you can move on to the next game and the other console. It's fine. You can do that. I can't because I'm just partitioning my time to other things. So if you can really put the time into it, then by all means, buy another console. And that's what you do. You practically had most of the consoles, if not all.
Well said. In any case, will it be big over there in Manila? I'm not sure, though. I mean, it's going to be big
here.
I'm not
sure. Especially with our internet connection here, I don't think that's going to be viable unless you really have a superb internet connection in your
house. Yeah, because one of the cool features about the Wii U, I guess in the US launch, is the where you could hook up your cable or your Netflix and whatever, you know, sort of thing, and your TV.
It's hard.
It's all one.
You really have to be an expert, and you really have to get, I guess, the fastest broadband or cable connection you can find in Manila. And in the US, that's no problem for you. That's why I guess buying it on launch day for you, it's not a problem. You're going to get it because you're a fan and you've gotten the Wii and this is the success. And you want Bayonetta. I don't want it as much and I'm not going to fall for exclusivity again. So that's your call.
There's
for
also me, that Monster Hunter game that's coming out for it. And since I just played Guild Wars 2, I'm kind of like itching for more of that type.
I know, you're right. And for me, it's between this or the Vita, which you already have. I'm gonna get a Vita still because I can carry that around and play.
Yeah, but Vita still doesn't have much games, to be honest.
Not yet. But you know, the PSP started slow as well, so let's just wait.
I know, but honestly, it wasn't for Persona 4 Golden.
You wouldn't have gotten it.
Yeah, or just, you know, it's I can't just wait for Persona 4, okay? I just want more Persona 4. But otherwise, yeah, that's not really, you know, if you ask me, if you want me to recommend you a Vita, no, don't get it, unless you want Persona 4.
Sony fanboy here, so anyway.
Let's move on. Our final topic before we go to Tekken Tag, the Resident Evil 6 demo that just came out, I think, last week?
September 18th. So I played it. I played all three campaigns of Leon, Chris, and Jake Muller. And what can I say? Good teasers. They're really short.
Okay, because I am one of those guys who who went from super excited to now sort of like, I don't know, man. It doesn't gonna be... I mean, sure, if you're expecting the return of Mikami's RE4, you know, setup, you're not gonna get that still. But if you want more of RE5 with a little bit of RE4 spookiness, because the Leon campaign somehow emulates that, yeah, you might enjoy this. I mean, then again, this is just a demo, and next week the game comes out, and we're gonna be talking about it actually. So we'll let you know if it's gonna be worth your time. But
I'm gonna be playing it on day one. I'm gonna play it on day one.
Hopefully, there's a midnight release somewhere here. I'm gonna play Leon campaign first, definitely. But you know, I guess in just terms of the demo, it, I don't know, man. It's not looking spectacular as I want it to be. But then again, it's just a demo.
Let me just put it this way. It doesn't have the same vibe as the older RE games. Like when the demo for Resident Evil 2 came out with Resident Evil Director's Cut back in 97, I was really stoked for that.
Yes, I was too.
That was by Mikami-san. They're trying to emulate all areas. You have Leon Kennedy, okay, where the controls and the gameplay is survival action, but you're putting him in a scenario that feels very reminiscent of Resident Evil 2, okay, with zombies again. And it's at night, and he has to get out of this campus, which is like the police station all over again.
Yeah, the environment's fine, actually. The only thing I'm kind of complaining is the controls. They don't feel solid compared to even it's 5, actually.
So, no, it's still tankish. For me, 5... No, this one plays pretty fast. Actually, the run, the walk and shoot...
that's a welcome addition, but you know, there's something about the camera and...
I think something
about it. I'm sorry, I can't really explain it fully, but yeah.
The camera and shifting... well, if you want to shoot left or you want to shoot right, it's... flimsy, okay? They could have improved it more, and they just tried to emulate most shooters, like Gears of War, and...
Which is fine. I mean, that's what they're trying to do. They want to go to the modernized sort of version of controls with their game. I mean, with Resident Evil 6. Capcom's trying to... I mean, Capcom's been doing that since RE5, actually, except without the walk and run.
RE5 retained the semblance of RE4 in terms of the shoot, but they added the partner assist and everything, right? This one, it feels like a total... it's another direction it's stepping into, with more emphasis on the fact that it still retains the over-the-shoulder back camera view and your partner assist.
Did you enjoy it? That's the thing here.
I enjoyed it. Just to play something fun, something action-packed, and looking forward to seeing the band back together again. But otherwise, I just don't see where this is going. They killed off Wesker in the last one, and now there's a C virus and a viral outbreak all over the world. They just have to bring it to global proportions now. So for me, as a big fan of the franchise and as somebody who's played most, if not all, of the major installments... Mm-hmm. No, I think all of the major installments, not the side games like Revelations for 3DS. I never played that. I just hope this is one last hurrah. I guess if
I want it to be really excellent package, since we're getting 3 campaigns and stuff. But if you ask me, I didn't really enjoy the demo that much. That demo was way better than the Dragon's Dogma demo.
You played that one, didn't you?
Yeah, that was really terrible. It's good-ish, but again, like I said earlier, do not expect Resident Evil 4 goodness, because you're not getting that. Hopefully I'm wrong, all right? Because some reviews out there are saying that it's actually hard, like, you will die a lot in this game, which is kind of like, okay, that's kind of cool. I want challenge in my RE games. So, again, we don't know. I mean, again, we're just talking about the demo here. So,
I'm trying to avoid making comparisons with other people's demos or reviews of the game if they got the copies early, like what happened in Poland. But what I'm after is I'm just going to play it for the story, okay? I'm not going to rush. I'm going to play. I'm going to try immersing myself as much as I can into playing this game and then reviewing it in a solid way. For me, I'm just burned out with all of the storylines that they're concocting. But of course, it doesn't mean that I hate the franchise. I just say that if Mikami-san is not there, the treatment's going to be different. So
yeah. Kind of like what they're doing in Final Fantasy. Anyway, so for more Resident Evil 6 talk, actually tune in, I don't know, 2 weeks from now. I mean, again, our schedules are kind of messed up. So, but definitely we're going to be talking about Resident Evil 6 in the next episode. So I guess, yeah, let's just go to our main topic, man.
Which is Tekken Tag Tournament 2.
All right, so we're kind of big Tekken fans. Well, you are the bigger Tekken fan here. You've been playing in the arcades. I've only been playing it, in home. And I was really excited for this. And yes, it's a good game. But actually, wait, before we go there, just a quick thing. What's your favorite Tekken before this, or actually including this so far?
Well, I love this. This is like one of the best installments I've played in recent memory.
Okay.
I'd cite Tekken 3 and Tekken 5 as my favorites, along with the first Tekken Tag.
Nice.
Tekken 4 kind of misstepped a bit, but I liked the music. I guess that's the only thing I liked about it. And, of course, Jin Kazama having his new moves. Mm-hmm. But they refined it in Tekken 6, at least. That was great. But what I did enjoy about Tekken 6 is the console version, PS3 version, the Xbox 360
terrible
version.
Load times.
Yeah, the load times are terrible. The PSP version redeemed that, but... we have to wait another year for that. So, for me, this is the pre-ultimate experience, and you have tag team or solo in it. I played it. I haven't played online, unfortunately, because that version I bought. I bought the Prestige Edition. I bought the art book and the signed sticker with Katsuhiro Harada's signature and. Nice. Yeah, everything in it, because I'm a big Tekken fan. The making of DVD and the soundtrack. So, what can I say about it? It's absolutely gorgeous. This game is brilliant in all levels. And if you're a Tekken fan, you definitely have to pick this one up.
All right. Well, I mentioned earlier about, when I said nice to your comments about your favorite Tekken games, because actually those are also my favorites. I really like 3 a lot. I think 3's still my most played of all of them, because I remember back in the PS1 days, my friends and I would just keep playing.
That was a big thing.
Right.
I can actually tell you that back in 98, before it came out in the States, I played it, the Japanese version, right? And then when it came out in the States, I was in the States that back then. I picked it up in, I don't know if it was Best Buy, GameStop, or...
BB Games.
Electronics Boutique, yeah, one of those places. I bought it along with Jin Kazama shirt. That was a big...
Nice.
But what I like about the American version back then, and this is a big thing back in the PlayStation 1 days, they censored and took out a lot of stuff in the localized versions. So they changed Anna Williams' ending, and I think they omitted something else. I forgot, but that was one of the big changes. And... I got the Jin Kazama shirt, and that kind of history kind of repeated itself when I got Tekken Tag Tournament 2, because Data Blitz, our local distributor of games here, was the choice of a Jin Kazama or a Kazuya Mishima shirt, so I got Jin Kazama again, so deja vu.
Wow, it's like deja vu there. But yeah, Tekken 3 and then 4 was kind of meh. 5 was, yes, again, as good as 3. So with you mentioned 6 being sort of a disappointment, I guess...
Console-wise.
Yeah, well, even sort of the game, it reminds me of 4 where they're trying to add something, trying to add something new, which is fine. I'm not saying it's bad, but there's just something about the experience of Tekken 6 that wasn't as fresh, I guess, compared to 5 for me. So with Tekken Tag 2 right now, I think it went back to, you know, to familiar grounds, because I really am enjoying this a lot more than Tekken 6, or, you know, just enjoying Tekken again in general. And I really like this game. And the balancing stuff, I mean, I don't really know much of it, but so far, yeah, it's good, yeah, man. I mean,
it's pretty balanced. Well, as a fighting game guy, okay, they refined a lot of stuff that was loose and kind of quirky in the arcade version. Well, they refined it systematically, okay? They came out with the first Tekken Tag Vanilla, Tekken Tag 2 Vanilla.
Right.
Then they came with Unlimited, mm-hmm. which added the solo and tag options, but that still had a few bugs to work out. So the console version is the ultimate experience as of this moment.
Right, right. I guess also what I'm trying to say is that, you know, in terms of the balance stuff, like each character, you can actually not suck with them. And I mean, normally when you pick a character you don't normally play, it's like, you know, you mash and stuff. But with this one, for some reason, I don't know, it could be just a psychological thing, but I can do combos with people I don't really use. So I guess that's a good thing, right? I mean, you're the Tekken expert here. But
okay, let me put it this way. I specialize with, well, mostly the Mishimas and the other...
Yeah, I was going to ask, like, you main...
Technical characters. Yeah, because I'm a Jin guy. I use a Jin, Devil Jin as my primary characters.
Right.
So that's saying a lot already. And Devil Jin has... they can transform as one, if you know the special behind that. But going back to what you're saying, even as a novice or somebody who doesn't really use all of these characters, you can make combos out of them. That's the beauty of Tekken Tag, I guess. The refinement and the adjustment.
Which is good. Like... Kung Fu guy, Feng. I don't really use him, but then I used him recently, and then for some reason, I was actually being good with him. So, like, wow.
Which character?
Feng. I forgot his last name.
Feng Wei.
Shaolin
Feng
guy.
Yeah, Feng Wei. Here's the thing. The Tag Assault feature, that adds a new layer of combo possibilities there, aside from the bound system, which they carried over from Tekken 6.
Mm-hmm.
So this is really a big game in terms of just unleashing devastating combos and juggles.
Which I'm still not really... I haven't mastered them, so... That's why I don't want to fight with you. I know you're going to beat the shit out of me.
It's a fast-paced game, let me just put it that way. Yeah. If you play Tekken, you cannot hesitate for a second.
Mm-hmm. And... You know, I guess accessibility-wise, this is a good start. I mean, if you're not really into Tekken and you really want to check it out, I mean, personally, I don't know. I mean, there's just something about the combos in this game that work better compared to previous ones. Or, again, it could be a psychological thing because, hey, it's been a while since I actually enjoyed a Tekken game. But
you picked it up anyway. Did you get any special packages in the States?
No. I only got it from some online store because it was a bit cheaper. But speaking of that, they are releasing all the DLCs as free stuff, and I guess next month, if I'm not mistaken.
Next month, especially the free characters, right?
Yeah, the free characters. Because right now, if you pre-order it at certain locations, you get Kunimitsu, Ancient Ogre. I forgot the other.
Julia Chang. Michelle Chang and
Angel, right?
And Tyke Jackson and Dr. Boskonovich, Slim Bob, all of those other unreleased characters, they're coming. So
Slim Bob, I want to check him out. But yeah, let's talk about the endings too, because they're, I guess, back to, because that's the thing, what I missed about Tekken 6 is that the game doesn't really have those endings unless you play this other mode, if I'm not mistaken. And it's been a while since I'm talking about the console, not the PSP one. So
yeah, the story mode involving Lars and...
that was pretty terrible.
No, that was terrible because it was a beat-em-up game. They were trying to replicate Tekken Force again, or The Devil Within from Tekken 5.
Yeah, but they were like trying to sell that as like the main sort of thing, if you want to view the story mode.
But
yeah,
this one with Li Shaolan, Violet's combat mode, it actually works because you're learning how to play the game.
Yeah, that one, I want to talk a little bit about it later, but I just want to talk about like getting endings for each characters in this game brings back the old style. Yeah,
you can do that in Ghost Battle. You don't have to play every single character, even if you don't want to try it out in arcade mode. For the endings, some of them make sense. They actually carry over from the endings of Tekken 6. If you follow all of their storylines, some of them will carry over, even though this game is supposed to be a non-canon game.
It is non-canon, yes. No, I just like that back in the day, you know, I play one character in arcade mode and then view his ending and then switch to another character to view his ending. I don't know. It brings back that old sort of Tekken 3 feel.
So, yeah. That's the thing with Tekken Tag, even though, it's non-canonical. So, this game, it's just going to brighten up those who kind of gave up with Tekken for a while. So, it's for everybody. This is the kind of experience that will make people, even the most barest of beginners, come back to the fold. So,
I believe so. I mean, normally Tekken is very intimidating for a couple of guys out there, but you know, this one might be the good starting point. Actually, yeah, you mentioned the Violet Combat story mode. I didn't finish it. Did you finish it?
No. Taking my time with it. I'm busy just playing the game, Ghost Battle.
Yeah, that fun. It's really that fun. Because honestly, I haven't finished it, even though it's for guys like me who want to keep learning more of, you know, the moves and shit. But yeah, I wish though there was not really a Tekken Force mode, but like some story mode that actually is worth it. I don't know. Maybe that's just my little nitpick there.
But yeah. There should be actually. I mean, you're playing it for, well, it's Violet's perspective and how he trains his new combat. But everybody else, since this is pretty much a dream match game, and you won't expect any real storyline to begin they make the next Tekken. Tekken 7 is going to come around the corner anytime soon. That's going to be back into singles mode unless they add a tag mode to it based on the popularity of this. I hope they do that.
You know, I'm not sure if there's going to be a Tekken 7 anytime soon. I mean, what more can you add? Yeah, sure, more characters, but there's like, what, over 50 or less than 60 guys already? I don't know.
They can do it, and they have to because they left, unless, of course, they make another movie like, you know, like in Tekken Hybrid, Tekken Blood Vengeance.
I didn't see that one. I heard it's bad.
You should. Actually, it kind of reminds me of Degeneration again, and it's from the same company anyway who developed it. What I'm going to say is this. For Tekken 7, they have to make another one because they left Tekken 6 in a cliffhanger.
Really? I totally forgot. Yeah, that's how my memory is for Tekken. I mean, it's pretty fuzzy. All I know is Lars is the next boy or the next hero or something.
Hero. It's always going to end tragedy again, but it's the Mishima bloodline. What do you expect?
Right. Where was I? Yeah, so the combat thing, that was pretty cool, I guess, if you want to learn. But there's one also nitpick I want to point out. The alternate costumes or, you know, the secondary costumes, they're not as pretty compared to other Tekken games where usually the secondary costume is actually, you know, cool looking, but this one it's I don't know.
You have to take into consideration the fact that the designers or, you know, the guest artists, like in Tekken 6, they Clamp designed some costumes.
Yeah.
Here they didn't, and they left the customization entirely in your hands. Actually, in terms of the customization options, it's not as specific as Tekken 6.
I was going to say, yeah, there's something about it that doesn't make you go back and customizing your guy. You know, it's very, I don't know what the word is, but it's not as good as I thought it would be.
It's very generic, actually, in certain points, okay? But it's fine. But it's like they took a cue off Tekken 6 in the PSP, where it's only one body part, the upper body, then the lower body. Specific to that area, not the hands, the head, the torso, then the color of the torso. Now they made it an overall, like they combined three features into one body part.
Nice. Not really. All right. Anything else you want to talk about, Tekken, before we wrap the show, or any nitpicks? Because, again, like I said, the costumes kind of disappointing. I mean, I want to have my Jin with trench coat and glasses, and for some reason, I can't have that.
Customization wise, you can only have him with a formal suit. Well, it kind of emulates that look, but not
really. You know, I want that old stuff. And is it true that if you keep playing Ghost Battle, you unlock costumes? Because I don't know about that.
I do. Yeah, it does. That's what I said. You can emulate that look eventually as you play.
Mm. Because I also know that you have to unlock the, what do you call this? Because, yeah, like Tekken 6, there are some manga artists who also design some clothes, and there, you have to unlock them in this one too.
Yeah, in order to unlock them, you have to keep on playing Ghost Battle. Just keep on playing the damn game.
There you said. All right.
I've unlocked some stuff. I played, actually, one night I played 100 straight battles.
Wow, good for you.
Yeah, I did.
On my end, I'm actually trying to get the trophy for viewing all the endings, because I just like trying to watch all the endings. So I'm slowly getting there. Because like I said earlier in the show, Guild Wars 2 got me really busy. So
you'll get there.
Yeah, hopefully.
Well, you got Guild Wars 2, you got Tekken Tag, and of course, just to cap off the show, okay, we're going to talk about games that we've been playing and games that we are going to look forward to. So you played Guild Wars 2, you played Tekken Tag, you played Persona. What else you played?
There's that Double Dragon game.
Double Dragon Neon.
Yeah, it's pretty rad.
Yeah, it's pretty rad. I like the 80s vibe to it, but it didn't justify my $10 purchase. But you have a PSN account.
Yeah, so it's free for me, so it was not a problem. But that game actually is pretty difficult. It's not as easy as you would expect. I'm kind of enjoying it, although I'm not really playing it that much because, you know, Tekken Tag and Guild Wars 2 got me really occupied. But yeah, speaking of games, yeah, next week we have Resident Evil 6 and then Assassin's Creed 3. So,
Assassin's Creed 2, it comes out at the end of the month along with Zone of the Enders HD.
Yeah, good timing, actually, if you think about it, because Resident Evil 6, I heard it's going to be a long game. So by the time, you know, I'm done with it, pretty sure Assassin's Creed 3 is going to be around the corner. So
you have about a good 3 weeks to play the game. So
yeah.
I'm going to get, I pre-ordered RE6 already. I'm going to get the special pack with it.
Nice.
And for Assassin's Creed 3, I'm still debating whether I should get the collector's edition with the statue, but
I'm just getting like regulars, man. I'm not really, collecting these collectibles, so.
I love it. I mean, I love certain games, and I love getting stuff which should be freebies, but I don't want to get anything extra. I mean, you know me, with films and with movies and with games and movies in general, I like looking, if I really like the series, I like looking behind the scenes. That's why I got Tekken Tag. I wanted to look at the creative process. Although you can watch that online, but owning it, I'm sure you're a fellow collector yourself. You get Final Fantasy stuff.
Not that much anymore. Stupid Final Fantasy. Okay, so Tekken Tag 2, guys. If you're listening, yes, you should get it. If you haven't still, if you like fighting games, definitely get it. I'm pretty sure most people who are into fighting games have already got the game. So, but it's just basically our thoughts on overall of this pretty cool game, and I'm pretty sure it's one of your favorite games this year. Am I right?
One of them, but not really the best. I'm not going to rank it as the number one spot, okay? I'm still waiting for Assassin's Creed and Resident Evil to judge that. So,
but I'm sure it's going to be one of your top. So,
it's going to be one of my top, definitely.
It's also probably not in top 10, because I play a lot of shit this year, but probably in my top 15, if I'm being honest.
If you're going to expand your gaming reaches, I have no doubt you're going to put it in your top 15.
But if you're going to ask me if it's better than Persona 4 Arena, I don't know. I'm biased with Persona, sorry.
For me, Well, I haven't played Persona, but yeah, like I said, right? I wanted to get Region 1, but I'm not going to get it at full price, at the price they're selling it here. So I can wait. I opted for Tekken because I'm a big Tekken fan. I guess even by default, I'm still going to stick with Tekken. But in terms of comparing it hand-in-hand with other fighting games, I'm still partial to Super Street Fighter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, until now, I'm still partial to it. So...
Arcade still the best edition. Out there. So, I mean, one of the
best. Yeah, for me. Yeah, Super Street Fighter 4 Arcade Edition version 2012.
You know, it has been a really good year for fighting games. I mean, Dead or Alive 5, which unfortunately none of us have. I heard it's also really good. So
it's pretty good. Kay has it.
Our good friend of the show, Kay Beneza, actually has it. Okay, so for guys out there, you can find us on our Twitter accounts. Mine's GZEP, GZEP, and yours is?
Timster, TIMSTRZ.
Okay, and then our blogs, mine's zepperoni.wordpress.com, ZEPPERONI.wordpress.com, and yours?
It's popculturecrusader.blogspot.com. Pop Culture Crusader, that's one word.
So thanks, guys, for listening, and... hopefully next time we're going to be on time with Resident Evil 6 and Assassin's Creed 3.
I think I'll spearhead that podcast, hopefully with my reactions and comparisons to past Resident Evil games and how I feel about the overall experience. So let's look forward to it.
Okay, so thanks guys, and we'll see you soon. I'm here now. Top of the world.